What?
Moved it.
Many logs out of this road. We have...
cleared it.
Uh-huh. Well, using the word drag, you say we have...
drug it.
Okay. And if a man had a load of wood on his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say he's doing what?
If he had a load of wood on his wagon?
Uh-huh. You say he's drawing wood or hauling wood?
He's hauling wood.
And this is a musical instrument that you play like this?
It's a mouth harp.
Mm-hmm. What about one that goes like this?
That's a juice harp.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever play one of those?
No.
You never played any?
No, I've never had too much musical instinct, no.
did you say you ever had horses when you were little?
No, we had a horse out here that we bought for her granddaughter. For about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd give her away to get rid of her.
You really got...
she was a nuisance.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a horse in a wagon, pulling a wagon?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you have a wagon and two horses, there's a long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Did you ever hear of a tongue or pole or...
tongue, yeah.
Uh-huh. What about with a buggy? The wooden pieces on each side.
Nah,
of the
horse. I don't know.
Did you ever hear shafts or thills?
Shafts, yes.
And, you know, on a wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you have the hub, and the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
to the wheel.
Uh-huh. What part of the wheel touches the ground?
All of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of the felly or rim of a...
No.
And if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto...
tight. No, you're talking Greek to me now.
Did you ever hear people talk about a swingle tree or single tree?
Single tree, yeah.
What about double single tree or double
tree? I don't
know
nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. When you have, on a car even, the thing that holds one wheel to the other is
an axle.
And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
plow.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Yeah, there's a horse and plow.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have machinery that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Tractors.
Do you ever see something that has a lot of teeth in it that breaks up the ground finer than a plow does?
Yeah. And I don't know what it's called either.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of horror? Or hara?
Hara, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're harrowing the ground.
What about if someone was going to chop a log? Do you ever see people make an X-shaped frame like this to set the log in?
Mm-hmm. It's called a seahorse.
Mm-hmm. What about the A-shaped frame that carpenters use? That they... it's like this and then has a piece on the top and they... use two of these and set a board on them if they're going to saw a board.
That's called a horse too, I think. I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure. Seahorse.
Uh-huh. And I would straighten my hair using a comb and a